we've got a lot going on in rifle and parachute because Western Garfield County is really hurting. But all the way from Aspen to parachute, 51% of the kids are on free or reduced school lunches. So with summer only a month off, we're really working quickly to get food in the ground so that we can get fresh produce to those kids when they may not have their only meal in a day, which is their school lunch.
How is the organization helping to feed the hungry? You know, what does that look like?
We have all kinds of different things going. Like, for instance, we didn't even finish planting those gardens last year until August 4th, and we managed to pull out almost 3,000 pounds of over 100 varieties of vegetables and herbs. We also gleaned over 4,000 pounds of plums and crab apples and apples and made those into products with the kids and distributed that fresh produce. But we're trying to set up community sharing stands where people would drop off their produce, and we're trying to locate them near bus stops and so that people can easily put them in a bag and go home and get on the bus or get off the bus.
So a bag of produce right there at the bus stop that you could donate or take home.
Yeah. They would be set up and then dismantled at night so we don't have to worry about bears and raccoons and stuff.
How did this start? What sparked your interest in, you know, providing fresh, nutritious food to people who are hungry?
I've always liked cooking, and I went through 6 years of unemployment because of a pre-existing health condition, and no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get a restart, and my own health was going down, and I was going whole winters without any produce because my money, what little there was, just didn't go far enough. And I was watching my neighbors, and I was watching all of us gain weight too, because obesity and malnutrition are two sides of the same hunger coin. If you're feeding yourself pastas, carbohydrates, sugars, and things that you can get from a food pantry, bless the food pantries, but we need to get fresh produce into them. And we find that when we do, it gets snapped right up.
One of the organization's goals is to implement a food shed study. What is that?
We want to analyze what our assets are in this valley, like what kitchens are available, what refrigeration is available, what trucking is available, what are the common assets that we have, and where are our needs also, and what are our growers' needs, what do our ranchers' needs, what do our farmers need, what do we have? So we can analyze our assets and our deficits and figure out how do we make this a strong organic region. We envision a food hub eventually, an actual facility that's located in the Mid-Valley region somewhere, where we have a kitchen that's available not only for the food and processors and ranchers, but that's available for leasing to food entrepreneurs. And then that way we can collaboratively as a coalition distribute and market and ship it out of here, or feed our own region.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Marcy.